Hello, everybody. Welcome back to It's Reading Comics. This week's episode 191, and we're going to talk about We Only Kill Each Other. As always, tell your friends, your family, anyone who wants to listen to two idiots talk about comics. You can check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and you can listen to us anywhere you get your podcasts. And as always, let's get into it.
Welcome to the Best Damn Book Club on the internet. My name's Ryan Thomas. That's David Stronger. This is Two Idiots Reading Comics. And today, we are reading, or I guess we've already read, We Only Kill Each Other.
Yeah. Comixology exclusive.
Yes. I thought it was going to be more mobster. I'll be 100% honest.
Yeah, so I didn't have a clue where this was going.
Yeah, no.
And once we got into it, I was like, oh, well, we're going to get like a American mobster Jewish, yeah, like underground resistance group.
Yeah.
That was going to be fighting the Nazis. American Nazi regime, apparently. Yeah. And then it just, it didn't happen. It
turned into, we have to save the president.
Yeah. It's just, which again, then I thought like, well, at the end, it's going to go, okay, well, now you two lead up. You two are now part of the Secret Service that is now a Jewish resistance something. I thought there was going to be way more like...
I was hoping for a mob story.
Yeah, which definitely was not a mob story.
Yeah. Not to say it was a bad book.
Ooh.
Just, you know, maybe in with the things state going the on world. In the world today, maybe I just... I mean, I don't know. Look, the things going on with Israel and Palestine, both sides are pretty fucked up.
Both of them are very fucked up.
So, I'm not picking a side. We should all just stop killing each other.
Yeah.
That being said, we're not a fan of anti-Semitism either.
So, no, I...
And I thought this was a mob book. Never heard of a Jewish mob. So, pick it out. But yeah, that's all we're going to say about the real world topics, and we're just going to talk about the book now.
We'll get in some credits.
Yeah.
We got our created by Stephanie Phillips and Peter Krause.
Uh-huh.
Writer, Stephanie Phillips. Artist, Pete Krause. Colorist, or Peter Krause. Colorist, yeah. Ellie Wright. Letterer, A Larger Worlds, Troy Petteri. Cover artist, Dave Johnson. Logo design, Ryan Hughes. And book design by Phil Smith.
Bro, I could have swore we got old Giuseppe back some point this month. Maybe I missed it.
Giuseppe. I think that was going to be... No, that wouldn't have been the...
Also, we forgot to pick our draft.
We did. Forget to pick our draft.
Which means we're going to be off the top of the head again.
Woohoo! Make sure it's something we can do.
Boom. Some ASMR for you guys.
It's so...
Hope y'all like mason jars.
I don't know if this is actually how it works.
I don't either. Oh.
Can we do it off the top of our head?
We can.
Great. Well, you can. Can I?
Yeah. I think we did moms. But top pop culture dads.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, I know we did moms.
We did moms.
That'll be easy. But... We Only Kill Each Other.
Yep.
Again, I was hoping it'd be a little bit more mobster.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was a fine story.
Well, we start out mobby.
Yeah.
Like we start out with the main character, James.
Jonas.
Yeah. Pretty much beating the shit out of people in the damn bar. Then it comes out he stole from... what is the mob boss of the area.
Yeah.
And they were actually partners.
Yeah.
And then once the two of them kind of get together, it's like, oh no, we're actually going to need the two of you to go and
take out this American Nazi party. Which was a thing.
People forget. Oh, yeah.
New York had Nazi rallies.
Yeah.
At Madison Square Garden.
Like straight up, like rule the world. The full-on Fuhrer speeches and everything.
But only the South is racist. Never forget.
Mm-hmm. Only the South is, well, only the South did revolt against the government and try to.
Yeah, that's also true.
Yeah, so it's kind of hard to not.
I mean, I'm not saying we aren't perfect.
Definitely
we are perfect.
But even the, I mean, I guess it really just was pretty much just anti-Jewish hate. And these two Jews got just two Jewish guys literally just kind of like, hey, we need you to try to figure out how to get to this American Fuhrer.
Yeah.
And
oh, they got
don't kill ass. Him because we can't kill him or we might start World War II, two. It's like, this is 1938 as well.
Yeah. So
I mean, there's still, Hitler's about.
Apparently the truth is out about the Nazi camps too.
What?
Or, I mean the internment camps. Because
which
Solomon's already stated, like, yeah, my family back home got took on a train to an internment
camp. Well, see, when the war started, no one knew what the internment camps really meant. They thought they were just like the Nazis camps. Didn't do it like crazy.
Yeah.
It was more like, hey, just we're isolating you here.
Yeah.
But we're not going to kill you yet. Like all the killing, like the gas chambers and shit didn't start until the Germans realized they were going to fail. And they were like, all right, fuck it. Kill them all. Like we can't feed them. Just,
I don't know if that's true, but we're going to go with Davis's. Okay.
But I mean, yes, they did tests on them.
Yeah.
They used tests. I mean, hell, even in that, the World War II front lines.
Yeah.
In North Africa, when the Germans and the Axis has got in North Africa, all the English colonies revolted against England. They're like, yeah, fuck you. We don't care about you. We'll join. Germany's here to free us. Well, the Germans started rounding up all of those people, all the Africans, all the Indians, everybody, and just started doing tests on them of like, oh, what is your genetic makeup? How do you serve? Like, they were still inferior. And so they started immediately, and then the full-on just fuck you camps.
I figured
they weren't the start of the fight.
I figured they had to
get big enough to where no one would. They got to the point. It's like, okay, well, fuck it.
Yeah, I imagine they had to get to the point where even if people started to question them, they'd be like, "What are you going to do about it?"
Yeah, yeah. So. It's like you can't do anything to us.
Yeah.
Because 1938. Germany is about to invade. I think they've already got the Czech Republic and Austria, and they're about to invade Poland.
Yeah.
Because the U.S. doesn't enter the war till 1941.
Yeah.
Really, 42, because it's New Year before they actually go full scale.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the war in Europe was fucking raging for 3 years before the U.S. ever even got involved.
Yep.
And if Japan hadn't bombed Pearl Harbor, U.S. probably was never getting involved.
Yeah.
Because it's like, hey guys, we'll just sit over here and we'll send you shit, but we'll just watch from the sidelines.
The glory days before the military industrial complex.
Huh?
So the glory days before the military industrial complex.
U.S. was a military industrial complex.
I know. But like nowadays, they'll jump in any war they can
get. Oh yeah, well shit, we send everything over and we're not in war. We're just giving aid.
Yeah.
And just we'll just
aid send in you, the form of guns.
We'll just send you every.
Again, that's not why you're here.
But I mean, it's kind of all there was about the story. I mean, it's kind of
It turned into, okay, well, the Nazis did try to kill someone's grandparents, and
they never got an
update on her, did we?
No.
Okay.
I would assume we get to the
last
panel
is just them shooting Fritz.
Yeah, I would assume. Well, I guess you could go both ways. It's okay. Well, she died or she lived. Like it's whichever idea you want to go with, and I'm going to go with she lived.
Yeah.
Because
it makes me feel better.
Yeah. There's no reason. There was no reason for her to die. I mean, her being in the hospital is enough for him to agree and go after the American Fuhrer.
Yeah. But yeah, then I guess they just go to confront, although Jonas was there to kill, and then caught a guy and found out they were trying to kill a president.
Yeah. Which
for not being in the war?
Yeah, which so is they something wanted
I think the Germans wouldn't want us in, but I don't know.
Well, the Germans wanted us to help them.
That's insane.
Okay. Yeah. Well, of course. I mean, of course they won't.
I thought they were still mad at us from World War One.
They were mad at everybody from World War One. Okay. I mean, Italy was against them in World War One, and Italy joined them.
Yeah. Well, they had a regime change, but
big regime change. Everybody had a regime change.
Yeah.
I think what they were going for was trying to have it as a Jewish like they were gonna. The guys were supposed to mimic being Jews to kill the president, and then the American Fuhrer was gonna go, see, they killed your president. Look at what they're doing. Like, look at, like, join us, and this won't happen again. Yeah. Kind of shit. But just, it's like the guy that died in the parade.
Yeah.
I mean, he was a Jew that they
needed the money.
Yeah. Paid him off and ended up killing him, and then used the Jews that said they killed him.
Yeah.
So there was definitely no investigations going on for sure.
No. But if y'all know any good mob comic books, that would be
awesome. Straight up mob shit. Like, I wouldn't mind a mob one.
Organized crime would be cool.
That's outside of Batman.
That's a weird sentence to say.
Outside of Batman. We know Batman's got plenty of it, but yeah. It just turns into Batman.
And then the Joker comes in and ruins the mob stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Like non-superhero mob comics.
If they made a Sopranos comic book last night.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
But yeah. That, I mean, it was very short. Like, I mean, it was only like 120 pages.
And the text bowls are small. I mean, it's a Comixology Unlimited. They are quick. They're quick reads.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. Are you ready for a draft?
Yeah, I think we can. I think I'm good for this one.
Cool. It is the fifth episode of this month. We're sorry, it's going to be quick.
No, it's it's the fourth of the month, but fifth recording weekend.
Okay. There's a quarter. What would you like?
Hell, man, you're on a roll. I'll flip it for you.
No.
I'm going to stick with heads.
Okay.
I've got it's a 50-50 shot. Nah.
Tails.
You got to be fucking kidding me.
You know what? I'll go second.
No, you won. You.
Yeah, but that means I get to pick. I'll defer.
No, you pick. The coin toss is to pick first. It's not a choice of winner or go first or not.
I'm sorry, in football, when you win the coin flip, do you get to choose?
Yes, but this is a draft. You don't then defer your draft to the second round.
If it was snake, I could see that, but it's not. Fine.
Pick your damn shot.
I mean, go easy 101. Fucking Uncle Phil.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Uncle Phil. I'm going with, I think his name's Tom Cranston, from Malcolm in the Middle.
Malcolm in the Middle?
Yeah.
He hated his kids. He didn't hate his kids.
But he didn't hate, he didn't hate his kids.
He hated being around his family.
Yeah.
And his wife could be.
But when he was a dad, he was a dad. Like, he would play, he would go, he would teach. I mean, I don't remember what his name was in that.
I don't either.
Was it Phil too?
No. But, maybe. I just remember the mom was running that show.
Yeah, she was. I guess sometimes I feel like him some days.
Yeah, I bet you do. Yeah. Don't forget your in-laws listen to this.
Damn, what is his name in that?
I don't know.
But it is Tom Cranston, right?
Just type in, type a cast of Malcolm in the Middle. Damn, I really wasn't prepared for anything after Uncle Phil.
Hal.
Oh, yeah. What is a good father?
Oh.
God, there's just...
Oh, we going good. Oh, there's one on this list that...
Did you Google it?
Yeah.
That's cheating.
Hey, you didn't give me time to prepare. This is how
I didn't give myself time to prepare.
Here. I'll let you have fun with it then. There's a second
culture dads.
Yeah. The second one on there is depending on how you think of dad.
Are you talking about Homer or Atticus Finch?
Mm-hmm.
Homer?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not a good dad.
He's not a good dad.
Dude, we were at Target yesterday and I heard someone call their kid Atticus.
Really?
I was like,
not call that out at the time. I would have.
Because I went, fucking Atticus?
One of those that's like, wait, hold on. Did I hear that right? Are we back in the 1930s?
I was just like, that's a little presumptuous to call your kid after a lawyer that's trying to defend black people in the whatever then.
Which, Killing Mockingbird is one of the greatest stories ever.
Sure. Okay. Darth Vader?
Yeah.
I don't trust this
list. I just said top pop culture dads. I didn't say
it had to be,
there was no criteria for the dads. It was just,
they give just me the have dads. To be a dad.
Yeah. So I guess it's how you want to see the list.
Feeny? I thought his.
He wasn't a, but he was a dad figure, I would have said, I guess.
Yeah. But I mean, he.
Like Mufasa's on
his the daughter comes to the show.
Oh, she does?
Or she's on the show, but. It's kind of like one of those, I think they were estranged.
Yeah, that's a show that definitely did not hold. Like, I tried to rewatch some of it.
Oh, Boy Meets World?
Yeah, and it did. It doesn't,
here,
you doesn't have hold your up.
Cheater list back. See, I don't really think he's that great of a pop culture dad, but like, it keeps coming up, and I guess he is pretty decent. It's just weird that he lets his friend and his dead wife's brother live with them. So I'll go Danny Tanner.
Oh.
From Full House.
Yeah. No, that's a good dad. I mean, that's a...
Yeah, he's a good dad. It is just weird the amount of people he lets live at his house.
Well, it would be like...
Also, being the sports guy for the news station does not pay for that big of a house in San Francisco.
In San Francisco, in the like the, yeah. like the best part of town.
While the Golden State Warriors suck.
With... So, three... No, three adults, and then the brother gets a wife.
Then again, that's probably why they had to live there.
Then they have kids
that
live in the house in the attic.
Live in the attic.
Plus the three daughters.
Yeah.
Then the neighbor that pretty much lives in the house.
Kimmy, who underrated smoke show back in the day.
Really?
Kimmy did it for me.
I was a Kimmy fan. I was the oldest daughter fan.
Yeah.
And then the second oldest one, of course, she
came now that back. She's aged out, yeah.
Once the became of age was correct. My two, whatever it is, is going to be Phil Dunphy from Modern Family.
I can never get into Modern Family.
Oh, dude, I fucking love Modern Family.
I think the real question is between the two dads. The gay couple? The two dads? Who you picked?
The big guy.
The football coach.
The football coach. Yes, he was like
he's the leader of men.
He was like the more flamboyantly, like openly.
Yeah.
He was like textbook gay, but yet he's the one that.
How crazy that he never got canceled. He is not gay in real life.
He is straighter than a fucking arrow. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
They're like, he just did such a good job. We don't care. I was like, huh, what a novel concept.
Well, it's like.
An actor acting.
Robert Downey Jr. doesn't get blacklisted for.
That is crazy.
I can't.
But they
what's
also
the fucking name of the movie?
Tropic Thunder.
There we go.
They also the movie addresses the fact that it is a white actor doing blackface.
That is true.
Yeah,
that
and is just very how true. Points out how ridiculous it is.
Dude, Tywin Lannister is on this.
What the fuck? No.
Jesus.
Everything he did to Tyrion is fucked up. Oh, Ned Stark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gave you that one.
Also, a really good uncle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because his bastard son. Spoiler, if you haven't paid attention to Game of Thrones in 20 years.
Jon Snow is actually his nephew.
And yeah, took, his sister's
He took son. The only like mark on his moral record.
Yeah.
Was protecting Jon Snow from his best friend.
Yeah, because his best friend would have killed him in a fucking heartbeat. I'm going to go Arthur Weasley from Harry Potter. He's always, because Harry, of course, never had a dad.
Yeah.
And Arthur is the one that's like, hey, come, I'll teach, I'll feed, I'll take care. Huh?
He had a dad. Biologically, he had a dad.
Yes, biologically, he had a father, a living, raising him father.
Yes. His
uncle and aunt, Jesus, balls, they were so bad.
God, what a
Like, how can you be, like, I get not liking your like sibling or that they became something you didn't
approve
like.
Of or understand.
But how then do you take it out on their infant child?
Yeah,
so bad that you make them live under the stairs.
Yeah,
malnutrition. Yes. One and on top of it, not feeding him, not clothing him. Just literally, it's like having. He was just like
being
a pet.
Servant.
He was just like a pet that lived in the under the stairs.
Being a servant.
Hell, I think a pet got better treatment.
Yeah.
Actually, Dudley did trade away his parrot for a BB gun that then he broke it.
Yeah.
Last one.
So I've done three?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Let's see if we can get a comic one in there. I mean, that's, he's dead. We don't see much of him.
Who?
Uncle Ben.
Yeah.
Just a great, good old dad. They kill so many parents in comic books.
They do. There's not many parents that stay alive.
Oh, Pa Kent.
Oh, Superman's dad. Yeah, that's a good one.
There's so many.
Is Paul?
Huh? Pa Kent. I mean, he's a farmer. Pa, I just said Pa.
That makes sense.
I don't know what his name is. I think it's John Kent. That's why I named his son John, I think. But yeah, no. There's so many ways that could have gone so fucking wrong when a teenage kid finds out he's stronger than everyone in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And doesn't go on a maniacal murderous rampage.
Yeah. I guess Red Suns is the closest to, like... No, they still tamp him down, though. I mean...
Yeah.
He is found by the Red Army, but...
Yeah.
He still doesn't just go on a fucking world-killing domination.
Mm-hmm. And in that, spoiler alert, he turns out to be Lex Luthor's great-great-great-great-great-great-grandson.
That whole time, to end it in a time loop was
And Luthor, odd. Over time, got shortened to L, just E-L.
So he became Superman's...
Kal-El.
Yeah, family's legacy. And then,
and he's in a time loop.
Yeah, that never made... I never was a big fan of... Like, that was... Like, the way that ended was just kind of odd.
It's kind of nice and neat.
Nice and neat. It also contained...
Yeah.
That world so that it couldn't...
Couldn't get out everywhere.
Yeah, you couldn't do anything else with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could do stuff in the universe, but... Yeah. Ooh, I'm trying to think. What, could go with... Ooh, well, they don't really have a kid for that long.
Oh, dude, how did we not say that?
What?
I'm going to let you pick.
I'll pause. I was going to go Marshall from Two and a Half Men. I not Two and a Half Men. No. How I Met Your Mother, but they don't really have a kid long enough.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Marvin from Finding Nemo. Going across
he
the world.
He loses his kid.
Yeah, but then he literally goes across the ocean to find his kid.
Yeah, that's his responsibility.
Which, if shit dad wouldn't have gone and done it.
Yeah. I was going to say... Tim the Toolman Taylor from Home Improvement.
Oh, man, that would have been a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Dude, that... Did they redo that show? No.
No, he had that Last Man Standing.
Last Man Standing. He was... Don't know if I would have picked him for that one. He was good, but... It was more just him running around being a conservative, pretty much.
Yeah.
But... I don't hate those. That's
not bad.
Pretty good for off the top.
It's a hell of a lot better than our last one from February.
Much better. Much, much better.
We do know what we're reading next week, don't we?
Yes. We are going to... The next two episodes will be the culmination of the Superman Action Comics Warlord
series. War World Saga.
War World series.
Saga.
Yeah. It's Volume 2 and Volume 3. So that'll be the next two. And then we'll do an Ultimate Spider-Man Volume 3 for Week 3.
Yes.
And we just got to figure out week 4.
Yeah.
Look at us being proactive.
Also, shout out to Matt Wright. He messages us on Facebook sometimes.
Yeah.
He tried to request a book this month. Unfortunately, the webpage did not work. Then we messaged him and said, hey, it's not working. And then he tried it and it wasn't working for him either.
Oh, he tried to.
Okay. Yeah. Shout out to Matt. Thanks for being listening and all that stuff.
Bronze Star?
Yeah, Bronze Star is what he recommended. If anyone else has any requests.
Of course. We try to get them in. I mean, the way we do record, if you do suggest like next week, it won't You won't see it for a little while.
It'll be a month or two down the line, but we'll get to it.
It's in. We've got a whole running list.
And it's not like our DMs are just wide open.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, not like they're super busy. Yeah, they are kind of just wide open.
Yeah, so. It's just, you put it in there, we will see it. It's just going to go on the list. And
please be nice, though. We haven't had anybody be.
Shit, at this point, dude, just, if you want to cuss us out, that's interaction.
Sounds like a guy who doesn't check the DMs. No, you can tweet at us and curse us out. I don't care. But in the DMs, be nice. But yeah, so just if you want us to read something, let us know.
Yeah.
And we'll try to get to it as fast as we can.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that'll do it for this week, and Woo-hoo. We will see y'all next Tuesday.
Bye.
Bye.